Hi there. The word for you today is, when you can't understand, just trust God. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord. Let me read that to you more fully. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. How about that? But what if your path leads through pain, pressure, and problems? John the Baptist did. He didn't deserve imprisonment. After all, he was the forerunner of Christ and the voice of God in the community. Plus, he was Jesus' cousin. So he sends Jesus this message asking, are you really the Messiah, or should we keep looking? Paraphrase, that means, Lord, if I'm in your will, how come I'm in this situation? It's a question motivated by unfulfilled expectations. We think, Lord, I've obeyed you. How come things aren't working out for me? And it feels worse when you've faithfully served him. Writing about her daughter's death, Meg Woodson says, and I quote, I'll never forget those shrill, piercing screams. That the God who could have helped looked down on this young woman who was devoted to him, decided to sit on his hands, and let her death top the horror charts. It's pretty blunt, isn't it? Talk about unmet expectations. You know, Jesus could have saved John, but he didn't. Instead, he sent back word, saying, don't worry, everything's on target. The kingdom of God is being built, and you did your job well. Now, that probably wasn't the answer John was hoping for. He was looking for solutions to temporal problems, while Jesus was busy establishing an eternal kingdom. So, the next time God doesn't seem to meet your expectations and your timelines, it's not that he doesn't care. It's that he sees the big picture you don't see, and he's handling issues you can't even begin to comprehend. So the word for you today is, just trust God.